This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Investigators have not found a clear motive for why a driver shot a state trooper earlier this month. State Patrol Colonel Matthew Packard provided an update today.
If pressed today, I would tell you that I believe, based on current information, that Corporal Simcox was a target of opportunity.
Simcox is recovering from an arm injury. He fired back at the driver on U.S. 36 near Westminster and killed him. That shooting is now also under investigation by the District Attorney's Office in Adams County. Denver is shutting down its last shelters for new immigrants and turning them into winter shelters for people experiencing homelessness. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The city of Denver has seen a massive drop in the number of new immigrants arriving in town after the Biden administration restricted how many people could enter the country. No buses have arrived since June. One shelter's already closed. The other hosts no more than a few people each night. So, the city's turning those shelters into 24-hour cold weather shelters for when temperatures drop below 25 degrees. The goal? Keep people alive. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Two organizations that work to prevent suicide among veterans are getting extra help from the federal government. The Healing Warriors program offers alternative medicine and other care for veterans on the Eastern Plains, while Valleywide Health System supports veterans in the Arkansas and San Luis Valleys. Between them, the organizations will split almost $650,000 in new federal grant funding. In Denver, there's a slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and a better chance tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. This is CPR News.